I was seven and a half, you can't remember any of it, or I can remember bits but not very much.
So during, going back to what happened once you were here, during the wartime you must have just been at school, were you?
No, what happened was, we lived in Stevenson Terrace, and to begin with, the children didn't go to school. To begin with, the children went to people's houses and had their lessons there. The school hadn't been open, but then whenever school was open, you know, I went. And I don't know, and then I think there was a bomb or two in Edinburgh, not an awful lot. But they decided that I'd be safer in the country. So the children from Edinburgh, a lot of them went to the borders. And remember, we went to Innaleason, which is not so far from Peebles. And you went down this road and knocked at people's doors to see if they would take evacuees. And I went to this door. It was people called Crozier, and they invited them to come in, and Mummy and Daddy Dullimore, they went into the front room, and there was this girl called Dan Crozier, and she was very nosy, and she told me to come on through to her bedroom. So I went through to the bedroom, and she was a wee bit of a show off, and she said, "I can do country, I can do Highland dancing." So I thought, oh. So she brought out these shoes, she says, "These are my dancing shoes." And I said, "But they look just like tightrope walkers' shoes." So we decided we would try to tightrope. And we went into the bathroom, and Nan, she tightroped across the bath. And then I said, "I could do it too." So I took my shoes off and went onto the bath, like this, you know, my hands outstretched. And just as I was doing that, there was a big bang at the door. I think it must have been the father wondering what we were doing. And I put my hand up and I knocked the shelf down that was on top of the door, and it was full of stone hot water bottles. So I don't think that, I think that's why they didn't take me.
Oh dear.
So then the people in the next house, they took me. And I enjoyed it, at least, and it was nice. That, in fact, we were there this year just going back and having a look at it. But I don't know how long I was there. I don't think I was there for more than a year. Mm-hmm. But I loved my time in there, isn't it? And the people were nice as
and
well.
You would have gone to the local school there?
Yes. I went there, and the teacher, I didn't want anybody to know where I'd come from. And it was a Mrs. Chisholm, or Miss Chisholm, I don't know. It was a big composite class. And I arrived, and she asked me, "What was my name?" And I said, "Dorrit Oppenheim." And she said, "That's a strange name. Where'd you come from?" "Germany." And she yelled out Germany at the top of her voice. So that was that. And then we were going back to the house in the afternoon. And there was a hill just above it, Lee Pen, and it was just above the walk that we did. And the boys rolled stones down. They thought I was a German spy.
Dear.
One just missed a teacher, and she never asked me anything else again. But I mean, and the boys would get into trouble from the headmaster, I'm sure. But I didn't want anybody to know I was a refugee.
But you probably had an accent. It would have been hard to hide it. You must have had.
All I could say when I came to this country was, "I have a handkerchief in my pocket." And every time I learnt a new word, I would put it in, "I have a teacher in my pocket, I have a dog in my pocket, I have a house in my pocket." And that's one of the ways I taught myself English.
Because, of course, in those days they didn't have learning support or anything in school to help you. You must have just had to.
There was that. There was the Beano comic. And, you know, I was in the charity shop yesterday, and it was a Beano annual, a Beano Dandy annual, and I got it from my grandson. I'm going to read it first.
You must have learned. But you must have learned some very interesting expressions from Dennis the Menace and things.
I know. But that's the way I taught myself English. All these different things.